CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 14th of September, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RCF trustee Andy Webster, G7UHN, to talk on inspiring the next generation of radio amateurs. The RSGB LORA balloon is to be launched this week. Will Richardson, 2E0WYA, has been co-opted to the RSGB board as vice chair. Radio Communications Foundation trustee Andy Webster, G7UHN, will be at this year's RSGB convention to deliver a fascinating lecture on using radio technology to engage and inspire non-radio amateurs. In particular, he will look at this within science, technology, engineering and maths education settings, using the subject to connect with young people. Matthew Phillips, G6WPJ, will also be at the convention, where he will be discussing the use of low-power, software-defined radio to rejuvenate medium and shortwave broadcasting. These are two of nearly 50 speakers who will be delivering engaging and topical presentations for convention attendees. If this is enough to entice you, visit the convention pages via rsgb.org/convention, where you'll find details on workshops, a drop-in session on the UK Meteor Beacon project, and information on the AMSET UK colloquium. In addition to the usual GB3HQ operation that will run throughout the event, at this year's convention, a special 145 Alive Net will be hosted by GB3HQ from 12 p.m. until 3 p.m. on the Saturday. You will be able to join the net or simply check in on the day, and all callers will be recorded in the log. The convention takes place at Kent's Hill Conference Centre between the 10th and 12th of October. Only a few days remain until the RSGB LORA balloon is launched. If you haven't already heard about the event, you still have time to take part. Go to rsgb.org/Lima Oscar Romeo Alpha Bravo Alpha Lima Lima Oscar Oscar November and download a detailed guide to help you build and code your LORA tracker board. You can also find a link to a video in which Fraser, MM0EFI, demonstrates the process. The balloon launch takes place on Saturday, the 20th of September, at approximately 11 a.m. BST. The challenge is to all radio amateurs, but to be eligible to win one of the two available prizes, you must be an RSGB individual member or an affiliated club. The RSGB board is pleased to announce that it is co-opting Will Richardson, 2E0WYA, to the board to serve until the 2026 RSGB AGM. He will also serve as the board vice chair. Will has significant senior management skills and experience and will be a great asset in helping the board to move forward with the RSGB strategy. The autumn term is starting at schools and colleges around the country, and the RSGB outreach team is continuing its DMR project to help young people get on the air. If you are a teacher who would like to take your amateur radio license and set up a school club, there's support in place to help you. In collaboration with the Radio Communications Foundation, the RSGB is offering to pay the license exam fee for 9 teachers to help you get you and your school club started. In addition, once you have your license, you can apply for a free DMR kit on loan for 3 months to help you set up your club. If you're a teacher interested in starting a school radio club, please email RSGB Youth Chair Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, via youthchampion.school@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB regrets that the RSGB National Radio Centre will be closed on Tuesday the 23rd of September. Volunteers from the centre will be delighted to welcome you every other day of that week. Don't forget that RSGB members can visit the world-famous Bletchley Park Estate and the RSGB National Radio Centre for free. Download your voucher by going to rsgb.org/bravopapavoucher. The 13th Scottish Microwave Roundtable, GMRT, will take place at the Museum of Communication in Burnt Island, Fife, Scotland, on Saturday, the 1st of November, from 10:30 a.m. till 5 p.m. There's more details on the web. Now, details of rallies and events. On Saturday, the 20th of September, Dover Amateur Radio Club Rally will take place at St. Radigund's Community Centre, Paulton Close, Dover, Charlie Tango 170 Hotel Lima. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. and the entrance fee is £3. East Midlands Ham and Electronics Rally is also coming up on Saturday the 20th. The rally will be held at Beckingham Village Hall, Southfield Lane, Beckingham, postcode Delta November 10, 4 Fox.X-ray. The doors will be open from 9:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. For more information and trader bookings, visit Echo Mike Echo Romeo Golf dot Uniform Kilo / Rally. Now the special event news. The Brazilian Amateur Radio Broadcast Lead is active with special call sign PV203BR. Until tomorrow, the 15th, listen for activity on all bands and modes and via satellite, QSL via Logbook of the World. The Dutch Lighthouse Hunt event is running until the 30th of September. Members of the Dutch radio group are using 11 special call signs, each representing a different lighthouse in the Netherlands. For more information and details of awards that are available for working the stations, visit the PA01 Lima Hotel page at qrz.com. That's what it says here. Now the DX news. Chaz NK8 O is active again as 5 Hotel 3 Delta X-ray from Tanzania until the 21st of September. He operates CW, FT4 and FT8 on the 30 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or directly to Chaz. Harold DF2WO is active as 9 X-ray 2 Alpha Whiskey from Rwanda until the 27th of September. He usually operates CW, SSV, FD8 and FD4 on various bands, including 6 meters and via the QO100 satellite, QSL via M0 OXO's OQRS and Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. Today is a busy day for contests. Here we go. The UK Microwave Group 24 to 26 gigs contest runs from 0900 until 1700 UTC using all modes on 24 to 76 gig frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The Practical Wireless 70 megs contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC using all modes on the 4 meter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The IRTS 70 SEMS Counties Contest runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC using SSB and FM on the 70 SEMS band. This stage is signal report and serial number. EI and GSI stations also give their county. The IRTS 2 Meter Counties Contest is also running today from 1300 to 1500 UTC. Using SSB and FM on the 2 meter band, the exchange of signal report and serial number. EI and GI stations also give their county. Now, tomorrow, that's the 15th, the RSDB FD4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FD4 on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your report. On Tuesday, the 16th, the RSDB 1.3 GHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 till 2100 UTC using all modes on 1.3 GHz frequencies. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 18th, the RSDB 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 till 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4-metre band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And on Sunday the 21st, the RSDB 70 MHz Affiliated Societies contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC using all modes on the 4-metre band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Sunday the 21st, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint PSK 63 contest runs from 1700 till 2100 UTC using PSK 63 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your serial number. This is GB2RS from Amateur Radio Station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now, the propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 11th of September. As of Thursday, the 11th, it looked like somebody had thrown a switch on the sun to turn off all new sunspots. Unless there's a big change, there will be no sunspots visible on the sun's surface today, the 14th. It's clear that we are no longer at solar maximum. The bigger problem is a large coronal hole on the sun's surface, which is rotating to be Earth-facing. It's on the sun's equator, so it's ideally placed for maximum disruption to the Earth. A high-speed solar wind stream should reach Earth by the 14th of September, and geomagnetic storming may be possible at higher latitudes. Expect maximum usable frequencies to drop and transpolar paths to be effective once the KP index rises. HF is now starting to improve as we head towards mid-September. By 1000 UTC, PropQuest shows that the MUF over a 3000 km path can be as high as 31 MHz as long as the KP index stays low. This should continue to improve as we head into October. The best DX last week continued to be T30 TTT in Western Kiribati, this time on the 40 and 17 metre bands using FD8. 9J2FI in Zambia also put in an appearance on the 17 metre band using FD8. TZ4AM in Mali was spotted on the 15 metre band using SSB. For more enthusiasts, HC5AI in Ecuador was working on the 15 metre band using CW, according to the CDXC Slack chat group. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will start the coming week at 125, but then gradually improve to reach 145 by the end of the week. As mentioned earlier, the KP index is set to reach 4 or 5 between the 15th and 16th of September due to the coronal hole. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The present spell of unsettled weather is likely to remain the main driver of weather-related propagation modes for the next week. Low-pressure systems are following the jet stream across the Atlantic and over the UK, which is a typical trap for this time of the year. This means that we should expect to experience the odd example of rain scatter for gigahertz operators, and occasional strong winds will start to test that we have our antennas in good order after the quieter weather during the summer. This is not to say that there won't be any tropo, but we will have to look for it carefully. In a mobile weather pattern such as this, the periods of high pressure tend to act as separators between the lows, and as a result they usually move with similar speed. This makes them short-lived, and that's not particularly good at establishing strong inversions for tropo. There are two low-grade possibilities. One is around Tuesday the 16th, as a weak transient ridge moves across the country. The second will be as another weak ridge moves across on Friday the 19th. The meteoscatter situation is still pretty much in a random activity state, although there was a minor shower of the Epsilon Persis, which peaked on the 9th and may have left a few in the tail off. However, in general, it's more realistic to assume we're dealing with random activity. Aurora, on the other hand, has been putting in an appearance lately, so keep watching the KP index for values climbing above 5. Now for an update on EME. Today marks the moon's maximum declination. That's the highest point in the sky. Perigee, when the moon is at its closest to the Earth, was passed on September the 9th. So path losses are increasing. Sky noise is low and will remain so until the 20th to the 22nd, when the new moon will be very close to the sun. And that's all from the propagation team this week. And we move down to the local news for my coverage area of Bristol and parts of South Wales. Please note that details of all RSDB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So starting with the Bristol area, Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8pm at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Malcolm, G4KPM, is the contact through gordanoradio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. Club welcomes all members and non-members. Check out nbarc.org.uk or ring Dave, G7BYN, on 07533933838. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a net on 145.425 megs from 11am every Sunday. The club meets every Friday from 7pm. Contact is Colin, G3YHV, on 0117 982 3822, or via secretary at shirehampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk. And you can check out shirehampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk on the web. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30am. The Friday net is on 145.450 megs from 8pm. For more details, see the club's website and Facebook pages, or email the secretary via secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, alpharomeocharlie.uk. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30pm every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8pm. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. That looks like an email address to me. Now for Wales. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society meets from 7:30pm at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30pm. There'll be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8pm on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7pm. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, 07900560080, or email s.charliealphawhiskeysierraechoyankee@sky.com. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3.706 megs from 12pm. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 megs from 7:30pm. Friday sees a meeting at Isluin High School, NP120NU. Contact is Mark, 2W1MRK, on 07972-336-885. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16-7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users, and contact is via gw4lwz.co.uk. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Club has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. at Hentley's Village Hall, NP44-6JZ. To find out more, visit the club website at mikecharlie0yankeealphadelta.club or ring Ken Smith on 07411-595-103. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14-6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel, Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 megs from 10 a.m. Tomorrow, that's the 15th, there's a digital net on XLX135N from 8 p.m. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. Thursday sees a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. For more information, see gw4ezw.org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesdays from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. More information about the society can be found by visiting gw2fof.co.uk. Contact is Paul Day, MW0PBD, on 07394-994-555. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30 p.m. On Fridays, there's a net on 145.525 megs from 7 p.m. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams. Contact is via uskside@newport.gmail.com, or you can check out uskside.arc.com on the web. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Repcon Magazine and the RSTV website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSTV retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after closedown under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.